my own personal stage roles. Yes, during the Second World War, I was, of course, in war work, and I was in personnel work in war factories. But every evening I would, this is when I was working in London, I would travel to the Unity Theatre, which was one of the few theatres that had kept going during the war, but it wasn't and couldn't be professional. But it was very left-wing, which didn't worry to me one bit. The main thing was every evening I was working there, producing and playing in musicals and plays. So I was happy to be still connected with the theatre.
You founded the Under 30 Theatre Group.
Well, I didn't found it. It was founded by another actor from RADA, from Royal Academy. But I met him soon afterwards, and he and a friend of his had started a group called the Under 30 Theatre Group. Well, I joined the group and I liked it and I thought it was excellent and it was doing very good work, and we were doing Sunday night plays, new plays, in the West End. And quite a lot of young actors were launched from those productions. One of them was Claire Bloom, for instance. That was during the Second World War. I was working every evening in the Unity Theatre, which has a wonderful history of its own, which is worth looking into. It was a left-wing theatre, which didn't bother me because I wasn't politically minded anyway. But the important thing was by then I was working in London, in Croydon, doing personnel work. And every evening I travelled up to London in the blackout, and then travelled back again at midnight afterwards and appeared in their productions and produced and appeared as an actress and a singer. I was a good singer.
Can you name any of the productions?
Oh, gosh, well, they wouldn't mean anything to you. One was Robin Hood, and it was a musical, and there was a play by Ted Willis, which was about temperance, and I was the heroine. I have photographs to prove it. I did everything. I was very versatile.